I titled my message tonight, Heaven is going to be a wonderful place.
Amen.
Now, do you hear what I'm saying? Heaven is going to be a wonderful place.
Amen.
Do you know that Jesus spoke and He said, eye has not seen, your eye, nor your ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for those that love Him. Amen. Hear what I just said. Eyes have not seen, nor has ears heard, nor has the heart understood what God has in store for us that love Him. It's going to be wonderful. Amen. So in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1, amen, the Apostle John wrote and said, listen to this, folks, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now, if you imagine John being up in heaven, and God giving him a vision, and John seeing a brand new earth. Amen. You know why there was a new earth? Because this earth is going to be destroyed by fire.
Amen.
Amen. This earth, the Bible says, amen, is reserved unto fire. Apostle Peter said, seeing is how all these things shall melt with fervent heat. The day is going to come and God's going to pass judgment upon this planet earth and He's going to burn it up. Amen. But, praise God, we have the promise of a brand new heaven and a brand new earth. Amen. There's no more oceans there. Can you imagine a planet that's going to be all earth? Amen. And let me tell you something. This is going to be a great place, a beautiful place. I believe it's going to be just like the Garden of Eden was. I believe that the whole planet is going to be like the Garden of Eden was in the beginning when God created man and placed him in that beautiful garden. Amen. And someday, the whole earth is going to be that beautiful garden of God. And John said in verse 2, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Praise God, we know that today there's a place over in Israel, and there's a capital called Jerusalem. We know that Jerusalem, amen, is the place, amen, of the throne of King David of the Old Testament. And we know by the Word of God that God promised David that He was going to put a king upon that throne, and His name is Christ Jesus. But listen, folks, tonight, there is going to be a new Jerusalem. Not the one that's over in Jerusalem, over in Israel, but a brand new one. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, you hear this? Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Now, folks, we talk about heaven. I'm going to explain something to you. Amen. God's going to make a brand new heaven and a brand new earth, and then He's going to make a brand new city called New Jerusalem, and that city's going to come down out of heaven as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen. And God's going to have His tabernacle there, and God says that my place is with man, and man's place is with me. Amen. And we're going to be with God. And in verse 4, listen to what's going to happen on this new earth. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Is that not enough right there? Just in that one verse, can you imagine living in a new city, on a new earth, with God Himself in our presence, and He's going to wipe away our tears, we're not going to die anymore, we're not going to be sorry anymore, we're not going to have any more pain? Heaven's going to be a wonderful place.
Yes,
heaven's going to be a wonderful place. Hallelujah. I want to go, Lord. I want to go. Praise God. I have a greater desire to go and be with Him than I do to be here.
Amen.
For as long as I'm in this body, I'm absent from God. But when I cast off this body, the Bible says I'll be present with God. At the moment I give up my last breath, my body will go to the ground, but my soul, who is me, knows who I am, my intellect, my knowledge, my understanding, your conscience, it's going to go to God. Amen. But right in the paradise, right in the presence of God. I am persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature can separate me from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus my Lord. Death can't separate me from God. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God that gives me the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank
See, death can't hurt me. Hallelujah. Amen. For me to be absent from this body, I'm going to ride into the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Think about that. My soul's going to be with the Lord. And then when the Lord comes back in the rapture, He's going to bring my soul back with Him. And He's going to take me back to where my body was buried. And I'm going to come out of that grave, not this body, but a brand new body, like the Lord's body. The Bible says it does not yet appear what we're going to be like, but when Jesus Christ appears, we're going to be just like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. When Jesus rose from the dead into His body, amen, He was immortal. We're going to be immortal. And guess what? He could walk through walls. He could appear in places when the doors and the walls and everything was shut. Amen. Gravity didn't hold Him down. Amen. Whenever He was on the Mount of Olives and He told His disciples goodbye, said, I'm going back to heaven to send back the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said that gravity didn't hold Him. He just ascended up in heaven. When the rapture takes place, we're all going to ascend up in heaven. Amen. We're going to be caught up to meet Him in the air, the Bible tells me. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we're going to have this new city. Verse 5. And He that sat upon the throne, God, said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, John, write, for these words are true and faithful. And He, God, said, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega. Now, isn't this wonderful? God says, I am Alpha. I am Omega. I'm the beginning and I'm the end. I will give unto him that is athirst. Are you thirsty for God tonight?
Amen.
Of the fountain of the water of life freely. Freely. You can't buy it. You can't work for it. You can't earn it. It's a free gift from God Almighty. We're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God. It's not a works, lest any man should boast. We're not saved by how good we are. We can't work for heaven. We can't earn heaven. We're saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's blood shed for us remits our sins and makes us holy, makes us pure, makes us Christ-like. It is God that does these things. And He that overcomes. Did you hear that word overcomes?
Amen.
What do we have to overcome? We have to overcome lust. We have to overcome sin. We have to overcome, amen, the things of the flesh that would separate us from God. We have to overcome evil. We have to overcome evil with good. He that overcomes shall inherit all things. I want to inherit heaven when I die. And I will be His God. Now listen to this. The God that created the heavens and the earth says, if you will overcome through the blood of Jesus, amen, through the blood, amen, of our Savior, then the Word says, I will be your God. And you shall be my son. Amen. And we know that the Word of God means we'll be His sons and His daughters.
Amen.
Amen. Now, this is what I'm wanting to talk to you about. There's hope here. When I was a young man, I began to question God and said, what does my life mean? What's the purpose of my life? What is life? And I'll get up and go to work every day, come home, eat, take a shower, go to bed, get up and go to work, grow old, get sick, die. Why is this the purpose of it? If there wasn't a God. If there wasn't a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. If there was no hope for the next life, the Bible says we'd be of all men most miserable. If there's no life in the next life, then we may as well eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow you're going to die. But we know there's a God. And we know, amen, there's salvation. And we know there's a heaven. Amen. We know it by the Spirit that He give us. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 21, starting at verse 9, just a couple verses down, the Word goes on and says, And there came unto me, John the Revelator speaking, one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me. Now John's up in heaven. God's given him a vision. An angel comes and speaks to John. And he says, Come hither, and I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. The Lamb is Jesus Christ. He said, I'll show you His wife. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain. And he showed me that great city called Holy Jerusalem. Descending down out of heaven from God. Can you see in your mind's eye looking up into the heavens and seeing a city coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light, this city had a light, and it was likened to stones most precious, even like jasper stone, clear as crystal. This city is clear as crystal. Imagine what a crystal looks like, and imagine a city that is clear as crystal. And it had a wall great and high, and it had 12 gates. This city is going to have 12 gates, and the gates have 12 angels. And the names written thereon are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Amen. We know that God, amen, called Abraham to be, amen, the father of all that believe. And Abraham begat Isaac, his son, and Isaac begat a man named Jacob. And Jacob begat 12 sons. And those 12 sons are the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. Amen. And in this new city, those 12 gates is going to have the 12 names of the 12 tribes of Israel. And on the east there's 3 gates. And on the north there's 3 gates. And on the south 3 gates. And on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city is 12, have 12 foundations, and in them is the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Now we believe that this city is going to not only have 12 gates, but it's going to have 12 foundations. That's 12 stories. Level 1, level 2, level 3, right up to 12. That's why Paul said that I was caught away in the Spirit, and I was caught up into the third level of heaven called paradise.
Amen.
Amen. There's going to be this city that's going to have 12 levels to it. Think about it. And it's going to be clear as crystal. Amen. It's going to have all kinds of precious stones. Now, we're talking about what God has in store for those who love Him. This is what we're going to receive. And the wall of the city. Amen. And in verse 15, and he that talked with me, the angel, gave me a golden reed to measure the city. Now look, John's going to measure this city. And the gates thereof and the wall thereof. Now listen to this. And the city lies 4 square. And the length is as large as the breadth. And the measure of the city with the reed is 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height are equal. And the measure of the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of man, that is the angel. Listen, folks. This city that John measured was 140 cubits. No, it's 12,000 furlongs. The Bible tells me, or a translation in the Scriptures, do you realize that this city is 4 square? It's going to be like a cube. The height is the same as the width. The width is the same as the length. It's going to be like a cube. And guess what? It's 1,380 miles high.
Amen.
And it's 1,380 miles long. And it's 1,380 miles wide. It's going to be the size of from California, or from Canada down to the end of Florida, and from New York, somewhere out past the Grand Canyon, almost to California. Now, that's going to be a big city.
Amen.
Big city. It's going to be on a new earth that don't have any oceans. And that's just the one city. Now, my understanding is that you only have atmosphere up to about 8 or 9 miles, and then you're in outer space. So this city is 1,380 miles high. It's going to be clear up in outer space, my friend. Can you imagine? You'll be able to see that. You'll be able, if you was up on the moon, you'd be able to see that city clear up out of the atmosphere. Think about that. Hallelujah. This is what God has prepared for us. There's going to be room in that place for everybody. Do you know the Scripture that says, let not your heart be troubled. Jesus said this to His disciples. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. We're all going to have mansions in that city. You mention that? We're all going to have our own mansion in that city. But I say, that's great, Lord. I like that. But also, give me a little cabin over here in the woods by this lake, by this mountain, and where I can be at peace. Mm-hmm. See, that God will give us that, folks. God's going to give us that. Your heart's desire, what you desire. Amen. And yes, I want to be in that city with the Lord. But I also want my little cabin out by that lake, out by that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Where the animals will come by and all of them will be tame. You can pet the lion, pet the bear. You think, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Amen. What a city. Go to verse 18. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. And that's a crystal clear. And the city was pure gold. Did you hear that? The whole city is pure gold, likened to glass. It's going to be such a pure gold, you're going to be able to see through it just like a glass. Now, can you imagine a city 1,380 miles high that's all gold? Amen. Now, this is our God. And the foundation of the wall of the city, just the foundation, was garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second was sapphire. The third was chalcedony. The fourth was an emerald. The fifth was a sardis. The sixth was a sardis. And the seventh is crystallite. And the eighth is a beryl. The ninth is a topaz. And the tenth is a chalcopyrrhus. Wow. And the 11th is a gem. And the 12th is an amethyst. Now listen, folks. Each foundation is a jewel. Think of this. There ain't going to be no thieves in that city, by the way. Do you hear what I said? Ain't going to be no thieves there. Praise God. They'd go crazy if they seen all that jewelry and all that gold. Hallelujah. The streets is pure gold. Hallelujah. There ain't going to be no thieves there. Praise the Lord. But the children of God's going to be there. Us. Hallelujah. And, verse 21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Now, can you imagine a pearl? We have no pearls, little thing. A pearl as big as gigantic pearl. And there's going to be 12 of them for each gate of the city. Amen? And the streets of the city are pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein. There ain't going to be no church building in that city, folks. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb Jesus are the temple of it. Listen to this. And the city has no need of the sun, nor does it have need of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates shall not be shut by day, for there shall be no night time there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. Did you hear what I'm saying to you tonight? Amen. This city is not going to need the sun, ain't going to need the moon, because the glory of God is going to give light to the whole planet. And the kings of the earth, so you see in this new earth, they're going to be kings. God's going to set up kings. Amen. And they're going to walk in the light of that city. Amen. And the Bible goes on to say that they're going to bring their goods into that city. And it goes on to say that the gates of that city will never be closed by day. And there'll be no nighttime there. That means the gates are going to be open forever. They ain't never going to be closed. There ain't no nighttime there. Hallelujah. Now what a city. What a planet. And we're going to be there. Hallelujah. And we're going to live as kings and priests with the Lord. Praise God. And by the way, I'm not even talking about the millennium on this planet Earth. Amen. When the Antichrist comes into power, or when the false prophet's into power, and when, amen, the mark of the beast comes into play, the Word of God tells me that at the end of the 3.5 years, amen, that Jesus Christ is coming back to this earth on a white horse. And He's going to have written on Him, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He's the Word of God. And He's bringing back His angels and His saints of God with Him. And He's going to come back to the Mount of Olives, the very place that He left the earth 2,000 years ago, to the Mount of Olives and went into heaven. Come back to the same place. He's going to cleave the mountain in two. And it's going to go north, east, south, west. It's going to flatten out. And the children of Israel that the Antichrist is trying to kill are going to flee from the Antichrist. And they're going to flee right to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Jesus is going to do battle against that Antichrist and that false prophet. And He's going to take them alive and He's going to cast them in the lake of fire. And then He's going to send an angel down out of heaven and get a hold of the devil. And He's going to open up the bottomless pit, hell, and He's going to put Satan down there for 1,000 years. And then Jesus is going to become King of Kings and Lord of Lords on this planet here. Not the next one, this one. And He's going to reign in Jerusalem over in Israel 1,000 years, and He's going to judge the nations of the earth. And we that went in the rapture, His children, the saints of God, we're going to live with Him in that city, Jerusalem, over in Israel, and we're going to be kings, and we're going to be priests. And the Bible says, know you not that you shall judge angels. We will stand in judgment over the earth, even over angels that's turned against God. And during that 1,000 years, there will be no more war. Amen. The lamb will lay down with the lion.
Amen.
There will be peace on the earth for 1,000 years. But for God's purpose, His reason, at the end of the 1,000 years, God lets Satan loose again for a little season. Why? To go and gather all the wicked of the earth. Can you imagine? Satan's in the pit. He can't influence you. He can't tempt you. He can't make you do evil. But men will still be evil. Even without the devil. Because they have the knowledge of good and evil that they got from Adam. And the Bible says that even after 1,000 years of Jesus being here with us, there's going to be people that hate Him and hate us. And the devil's going to go and he's going to gather all these people as a great army and he's going to march against Jerusalem to do another battle. But praise God, not one shot, not one gunfire. As soon as he steps up on the mountains of Jerusalem, God's going to rain fire down out of heaven and kill them all.
Amen.
Kill all of them. And he's going to destroy this earth. He's going to burn it up. Hallelujah. But we don't have to worry.
Right.
Praise God. We're saved.
Right.
Amen. We're born again. We're a brand new person. We got a new body. And we're going to get to go over to the new earth. Amen. Now you see what I get excited about?
Amen.
Now you see why I want to serve God?
Amen.
I want to serve God, first of all, because I'm going to go to hell. I'll be honest with you.
Right.
I don't want to go to hell. Hell's going to be a terrible place.
Amen.
Jesus said in hell there's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, where the worm dieth not and the fire is never quenched. That rich man opened up his eyes in hell and he knew who he was and he knew where he was. And he could look across the gulf and see Lazarus, the poor beggar man in the bosom of Abraham, paradise in peace, love, and joy. And that rich man looked over and said, Father Abraham, please, just let Lazarus dip his finger in cool water and come over here and put it on my tongue. For I am tormented in this terrible flame. He was tormented, but he wasn't out of his mind. He was tormented, but he wasn't consumed. He knew who he was, he knew where he was, and he remembered his life back on the earth. And Abraham looked at him and said, I'm sorry, son, but in your lifetime you had the good things and Lazarus the bad. Now Lazarus is comforted and you're tormented. Not because the man was rich, but because Lazarus laid outside the rich man's gate and begged bread off of the rich man's table, just crumbs. And the rich man wouldn't lift a finger to help him. And the dogs came and licked Lazarus' sores. And it came to pass that Lazarus died and the angels took him to paradise. In the bosom of the earth. And later, the rich man, he also died. No angels carried him anywhere. He opened up his eyes in hell. And when he found out there that he could not even receive a drop of water, he said, Father Abraham, please, send Lazarus back to the earth. For I have 5 brothers. Send him back and tell him not to come to this terrible place. And Abraham said, I'm sorry, son. He said, your brothers have the law of Moses, just the same as you did. If they won't believe the law of Moses, they wouldn't even believe if one raised from the dead went back and told them. Amen. But praise God. We are going to receive a brand new body like the Lord's.
Amen.
We are going to live forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I'll tell you something else. God created the heavens and the earth. He created the sun, the moon, the planets. He created the Milky Way galaxy. He created all the galaxies, the universe. And as I've said in the past, I'll say again. I believe that God will allow me to see His creation. If I want to go to Jupiter, I'll be on Jupiter. If I want to go to the end of the Milky Way galaxy, I'll be there. Just as quick as you can think it, you'll be there. And guess what? No matter where you go, God's there. He's everywhere. So, I said before, when we get to heaven, you come over to my mansion, visit me for 1,000 years, and then I'll come over and I'll visit you for 1,000 years. And then we'll go together and we'll go visit someone else for 1,000 years. Time means nothing. God made time for us. God lives outside of time. The Bible says that our God is so great, He knew the end before the beginning. He knew how He was going to finish it before He started it. He knew us before we were born. Amen. Hallelujah. He knew us before we was ever born. Praise God. He purposed for you to be born. You're not a mistake.
That's right.
Hallelujah. God wanted you to be born. Amen. He purposed for you to be born. And He purposed us to have a city. Amen. And verse 26 says, "And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that's defiled, nor anything that worketh abomination, or anything that makes a lie, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life." And your name is written in that book, amen, when you receive His Spirit. Praise God. Amen. Revelation chapter 22, starting verse 1. We're talking about a city, folks. You know, a lot of people says, "I don't want to hear anything about Revelation. Revelation is just so much stuff that just worries me and scares me, and I don't want to hear it." But I said, "Well, wait a minute. You didn't read the last two chapters."
That's right.
Hallelujah. Those last two chapters makes it worth everything. Amen. Listen to this. "And there came unto me one of the seven angels." Let's go over here. Revelation 22, 1 and 7. "And John said that the angel showed him," listen in your mind, "a pure river of the water of life." Can you imagine a river that's pure? It's clear as a crystal, and it proceeds out of the throne of God and the Lamb. There's a throne in that city, and there's a river coming out of it. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, guess what's there? "Was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." In the Garden of Eden, when God made the Garden of Eden, He put two special trees. One was called the Tree of Life. And if you eat of the Tree of Life, you never die. The other one was the Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil, which you weren't supposed to eat of or you'd die. Adam and Eve, they made a mistake. They were tricked.
Right.
Satan deceived them. Satan took on the form of a serpent. And that serpent spoke to Eve and said unto her, "May thou not eat of all the trees of the garden?" And she said, "Yes, we are free to eat of the tree of the garden. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we're not to eat thereof." She knew. And the devil, she said, because God said, "If we do, we're going to die." And the devil lied to her and said, "You won't surely die. But you'll become like God, knowing good and evil." And then when Eve looked at it and said, "This look good to eat, to make one smart, wise." See, the devil tells half truths. When Adam and Eve ate of that apple, they didn't drop dead in the physical body that day, but their spiritual life died. Their immortality was gone. And so they lived out their lifespan and they died. But back then, since Adam was perfect, Adam was meant to live forever. He lived 937 years. Can you imagine that? But, see, God don't lie. What did I tell you a little bit ago? One day of God's is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is but a day. So Adam didn't live out the day. He never made it to 1,000 years. He died at 935. Amen. And every time since then, because of sin, the man's weakness, and his lifespan kept getting shorter, shorter, shorter. Back in the time of Noah, in that time, the Lord said, "The Spirit of God will not always strive with man, trying to get him saved. For man is also flesh, but his years shall be 120. So he dropped the lifespan down to 120. And then the New Testament says, a man's life shall be 70, and by reason of brute strength, 80. That means a score is 20 years, 3 is 60, and 10 is 70. So a man's lifespan now is about 70 years. And by reason of brute strength, if he happens to be in good physical shape, he may live to be 80. But that is not even a blink of an eye compared to eternity.
Amen.
Amen. We can't imagine back in the Old Testament, men lived 500, 600, 700 years. Amen. And even that is no time at all. I'm going to visit Bobby longer than that. Hallelujah.
Right.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good time. Because we're going to remember who we were.
That's right.
The Bible tells me, Charlotte, that when we get into heaven, we're still going to remember who we were. And when people see us, they're going to recognize us. I don't know what our body's going to be like, but in the spirit, as soon as I see him, I'm going to know his body. And when I happen to see a man named David, or a man named, amen, John the Baptist, or I happen to see Ezekiel, or I ever happen to see Abraham, no one's going to have to say to me, hey, there's Abraham. I'm going to know that man. Just hallelujah. Just I'm going to know him when I see him. You know the story about how Jesus took James and John and Peter, went up on the Mount of Transfiguration, and up there he took on the glorified, and he was bright as the sun and the strength. And when Peter looked, he said, oh, I see Jesus, but I also see Elijah, and I also see Moses. No one told him who they were. He recognized them. Amen. Amen. As we're reading, praise God. Verse 3, and there shall be no more curse. Do you know that the Word of God says when Adam sinned in the garden, the Lord said, because of your sin, the earth is cursed for your sake, and no longer will it bring forth its fruit and its stuff to you, but now you're going to have to earn your bread by the sweat of your brow, and it's going to have to be through thorns and briars and thickets. And the earth was cursed for Adam's sake. But here the Bible says, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. Folks, we're the servants.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to be the Lord's servant.
Amen.
Amen. And they shall see His face. Who will? God's children. Whose face? God's face. And His name shall be in their foreheads. God's going to put His name in our foreheads. And there shall be no more night there, and there's no need of a candle, neither the light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, this angel said unto John, these sayings are faithful and true. The Lord God of the holy prophets sent His angel to show, amen, unto His servant these things that must shortly come to pass. Amen. Verse 7 says, Jesus speaks and says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Amen. Jesus said, I come quickly. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Our God is not slow. Our God is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. Men are saying, well, where is the sign of His coming? From the creation, nothing's ever changed. Where is the signs of His coming? Jesus said, for this they're willingly ignorant. They're willingly ignorant, not understanding that God is long-suffering, that all would come unto repentance.
Amen.
The reason Jesus hasn't come back yet, He wants you and me, well, He wants us saved.
Right.
And therefore, He suffers. He suffers with the sin of the whole world. Can you imagine a righteous God having to look down on this mess? Oh, my. Amen. But He's long-suffering that none will be lost. Revelations 22:12-17. And behold, Jesus says this, folks, behold, I come quickly. Now, does God lie? What's 2,000 years to our God? He said, my reward is with me to give every man according to his work shall be. Amen. You see, we don't earn or buy heaven, but once we are in heaven, once the rapture takes place and the Lord sets up His kingdom upon this earth, He's going to give us rewards.
Amen.
We're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Not to see if we're saved or lost. We're saved already. We're saved by the blood of Jesus. But then, after we stand before Him as a saved person, He is going to try our works. That means what you did for Him when you were alive. And He's going to try every man's works through a fire first. And the Bible says that some men's works shall be burnt up like wood and stone. They won't get much of a reward, but their soul's saved. Hey, Lord, just save me. Lord, save me. Amen. Reward enough just to get there. But some men's works will be tried and come pure as gold and silver, and they'll receive a reward. But you know what's wonderful about being in the presence of God? There's not going to be any envy. There's not going to be any jealousy.
Amen.
There's not going to be any conceit. You're not going to envy anybody anything. You're going to be happy for your brother that got a reward.
Amen.
You're going to rejoice with him for what God's done for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, just let me have a broom. And I'll sweep the streets of gold.
That's right, amen.
Hallelujah. Huh. I'll be glad to sweep the streets of gold. And I'll even get down, I'll get down white with a cloth. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you imagine how wonderful it's going to be? How wonderful it's going to be. Praise God. Eyes not seen nor ear heard. But I tell you what, but Jesus said, we know by the Spirit He gives. Amen. God will let you understand by His Spirit. Praise God. And He says in verse 13, Jesus says, I am Alpha and Omega. He's taken the authority that Jesus Christ is God. Amen. He is God manifested in the flesh. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. The beginning, the end, the first, and the last. And He said, blessed are they that do His commandments, that they might have a right to the tree of life. You see, there is a commitment. In order to serve God, Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. Amen. And if you obey His commandments, you'll be able to partake of the tree of life. And you may enter in through the gates and to the city. Hallelujah. For without are the lost, the dogs, the sorcerers, the whoremongers, the murderers, the idolaters, and all that love lies. I, Jesus, how do I know who Alpha and Omega is? Verse 13 says, I am Alpha and Omega. Verse 16 says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. And I am the bright and the morning star. That's a wonderful thing. Jesus said, even though I am the son of David, through the lineage of natural, I'm the offspring, I'm also the root. I was before David. And listen to verse 17, folks, and stand. Listen to this. And the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and the bride, the church, say, come. And let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Amen. Tonight, folks. Today, when you hear God's voice, do not harden your heart like they did back in the Old Testament in the times of Moses. But today, when you hear His voice, amen, the Lord's calling you. Today is the day of salvation. Today. We have no promise of tomorrow. We don't know the day and hour we're going to die. So today is the day of salvation. I'd like to invite you to come up.